Hey, guess who returned from an undisclosed location? The man who disappears about this time every year and brings us back spring. Hey, Larry Weber, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, some years, Lisa, spring comes in and we hardly even notice it. But boy, this year, I think we really noticed it. Yes, the vernal equinox was on the 20th. Well, who would have expected on the 21st that we would have a day like we had yesterday? At my house, it reached up to 57 degrees. The weather service recorded 53. This is the first time we've been in the 50s since late October. So it's almost hard to remember the last time we were there. Now, according to the forecast, I don't think we're going to see 50 today, but we will be seeing it again tomorrow. And with plenty of sunlight, that means we're going to get plenty of melting. Now, melting and flooding has been a big news in the country. I don't expect we're going to get plenty of melting, but I don't expect plenty of flooding here because what we're not getting, what they got, was hard rain. So anyway, that's springtime. Things happen like that in the springtime. The month of March still has a little over a week to go. But as it stands right now, it looks like statistical-wise, we're going to have about an average temperature. Snowfall is considerably less than normal. We've only had about half the amount of snow that we normally get in March, and I don't think there's any big snows on the forecast either. We did have some chilly early in the month, but now we've warmed up, and I think it's going to continue to be that way. So a very interesting ending of March. We'll see how it goes. One of the statistics that I've been watching every day is the Weather Service keeps track of how much snow is still on the ground. That's referred to as the snowpack. The snowpack reached its peak earlier in the month where it depended on where you live, but it was close to 30 inches. Right now, it's dropped down to only about half of that. So we'll see as we get into April. We have gotten so used to, we have had snow on the ground around us since the 10th or 9th of November. And we've had ice on lakes since about that same time. So we've gotten so used to it, it's hard to see it without it. But things are happening. These clear nights, I hope you've gotten a chance to see the full moon. But
oh, it was quite, so moony last night.
Quite spectacular.
New word, moony.
Yeah, these clear nights are when a lot of migrants will move. Now, somebody's been asking me about some of the early migrants. Early migrants like robins and red-winged blackbirds and grackles and purple finches, and there's a few more, will show up in late March many times. I'm not so sure we're going to see it over the weekend. Now, maybe next week we'll start seeing them. But it's these clear nights where when the temperatures get up during the day and then they get restless and they get ready to move. But meanwhile, we have other things going on. When I last spoke, I mentioned how I had not had red poles at the bird feeder all winter. Well, guess what happened when I was gone? Red poles showed up, and they have been here every day since. So it took until, about the 10th of March. But they did show up, and they are continue to show up. Now, they're with some other finches, pine siskins and goldfinches. And they tend to get restless when it gets late in the winter like that, and that is always a sign of spring moving in. There's other signs as well. I've been walking in the early mornings lately, and since we've changed our clocks, that means walking in the pre-dawn darkness. And there's been the calls of barred owls and great horned owls on a regular basis. Once again, that always seems to happen in late winter. But yesterday, I saw a wonderful example of spring. We had turkeys come to the feeder, and it was a group of six, one male and five females. Well, the male went through his displaying mode, where he takes the big tail feathers and arranges them to be like a fan shape, and he was kind of showing it off. And so that is really a sign of the spring. Now, I did not hear gobbling. Often gobbling will go along with that, but I did not hear it. Maybe that's still to happen. I have not seen raccoon, skunk, or chipmunk yet. I'm sure they're out. I did smell skunk when I was walking this morning, but not not quite yet seen it. I expect there are those out there who have seen them by this time. Also, on these clear days at this time, a few other things happen. It's not unusual to see some butterflies that hibernate for the winter come out and fly around. The most common one of those is a very dark-colored butterfly known as the morning cloak. And like I say, they hibernate, and when the weather gets mild like this, they'll get out and fly around. And then we have an interesting phenomenon that unless you really take the time to look, you could pass right by, and that is anthills. Anthills are really interesting. They take advantage of the sunlight, and the sunlight will cause the snow to melt on top of the anthill before it melts elsewhere. It's kind of a little bit of a solar power, and I saw a couple of that this week as well. And then there is the crocuses. Our crocuses are up. I haven't yet seen a blossom, but I expect I will soon. And when there's crocuses, there's often the first dandelion in bloom. But to me, when it comes to looking at plants this time, the place to look is the trees. The trees really show an interesting response. Some of them take on kind of a color in their twigs. Probably the best example that we will see are the willows. Weeping willows, as an example, will take on a yellowish color. Other willows might be kind of reddish. Red osier dogwood turned bright red. But on many of them, they have catkins. Now, way back in the end of February, about a month ago, we talked about the pussy willows and the quaking aspen buds showing up, and they both are kind of a furry-looking buds. Well, they stay that way pretty much for the next few weeks. And now as we get into the end of the month and start to get into April, they will grow catkins. And those little furry buds that have been there develop into caterpillar-like things that hang down, known as catkins. The first one of those to show is the catkins of alder. The catkins can be both male and female, though the male ones are usually larger, and they develop pollen. And yesterday and the day before, I've been out looking at some of these catkins. They are enlarging, but they have not yet developed the pollen. But to me, that is April is a month of catkins. We start looking around, we see many of the catkins on various kinds of trees. They're on alder, they're on aspen, willow, but they're also on hazel, and they're even on birch a little bit later in the season. And then around Duluth, there are a lot of silver maples. Well, the silver maples start to open their buds about this time as well. So if you know where some big silver maples are, just take a look and you'll see the buds enlarging and maybe even opening. They can be male or female, and occasionally on some trees you'll find both male and female. So interesting things going on. The place to look is trees, but like I said, be on the lookout for some of these other early spring things that are going to be happening. So, yes. Yeah, Lisa, good to be back in northern Minnesota.
Well, we, while you were gone, were lucky enough to have Sparky Stensis and Clinton Nienhaus keep us
wonderful.
Up to speed on what was going on with Hawk Ridge and with migration and with kind of the wrap-up at the end of the season, end of the winter season up at the bog.
Yep.
But also Clinton's going to be up there full time, and so there's going to be a lot more going on at the bog throughout the spring and summer. And there was some mention, which I neglected to write down, but it has been seared into my memory, about warblers and waffles.
Yeah, right. They do a lot of warbler things as we get more into spring. But I think maybe that could be a weekly program you have, you know, KUMD at the bog.
And I'm just thinking the waffle thing could be a weekly program that we did, too. I think there's a lot of value in waffles, and I'd need to actually be there and take part in the thing.
I think you ought to. Any warbler walk is worth it, so take care.
All right. Thanks a million, Larry.
Sure, bye.
Larry Weber, our host of Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.